Hello, this is Pastor Cal Hampton. I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to our Second Mile podcast. It is my prayer that the Spirit of God might just enliven your spirit so that you might get a word from heaven today. And as always, you have an invite to come and worship with us down here at Second Mile Church on 804 Riverside Drive in Clarksville. May the Lord bless you. Thank you. And I'm in Galatians, just two verses, Galatians chapter 4, for just the next few minutes. If you have a Bible, you can turn there. Galatians 4:4 says, "But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons." And you could add daughters as well. And so the Word of God tells us just who it was that came that first Christmas. The Scripture says here in Galatians 4:4 that God sent forth His Son. If you're glad tonight that God sent Jesus that first Christmas, say amen. Amen. When Jesus was born, God's Son came to earth. What an amazing truth that is. God was spilling Himself out in human form and human flesh. You know, Philippians 2:6-7 tells us all about that, reveals that Jesus had always been God, but He became a man so that we might be made the righteousness of God. And so Jesus has always been God, but He became a man. You know, as God, He's Alpha and Omega. He has no beginning and He has no end. But as a man, He took on flesh and blood for 33.5 years. As God, He's sinless. But as a man, He was tempted to sin in every single way that we are tempted to sin. But He never did. Amen? And He became, and as God, He's all powerful. He's omnipotent. But as a man, He became weak for our sakes. As God, He sits on the throne of the universe. But as a man, He sits on the back of donkeys from time to time. When Jesus was born, Mary and Joseph looked into the face of God Himself. And you know, we saw glimpses of God when Jesus walked upon the earth, didn't we? You remember the miracles at the wedding in Cana, the feeding of the 5,000, the raising of Lazarus from the dead, the stilling of the storm, the healing of thousands, but He was just as much man as He was God. When Jesus was born, God sent forth His Son. That's who He was. But Scripture also tells us how He came. Verse 4 says, "God sent forth His Son, born of a woman." Born of a woman. If you're thankful for your mama tonight, shout hallelujah. Now, in this verse, what Paul's telling us through the inspiration of the Spirit of God is that Jesus is the fulfillment of that promised seed way back over there in Genesis 3:15. And that He would come. And then He was the virgin-born, somebody said it a minute ago, He was the virgin-born Son of God. Matthew 1:18-25 tells us that Jesus was that virgin-born Son that Isaiah had even prophesied about in Isaiah 7:14. Jesus was born like us, but He wasn't born quite like us. You understand what I'm saying there? Now, y'all, I don't understand all this. I don't even get all the theological ramifications of this. But somehow, the Spirit of God moved on the womb of that Mary. And she conceived. And the one that she conceived came through the virgin womb of the mother Mary. The Holy Spirit moved on her and she conceived. And He was the heavenly child of an earthly mother, and He was the earthly child of a heavenly father. Jesus was the virgin-born Son of Mary. And hopefully I can get Diana to sing, what's that song we sing here at Christmas time? Mary, did you know? The virgin birth, really, y'all, when you start thinking about the virgin birth of Jesus. It is so true and it's so necessary because you see, if there's no virgin birth, there's no sinless life. And if there's no sinless life, there's no atoning sacrifice for your sin and mine. And if there's no atoning sacrifice, there's no forgiveness of sin. And if there's no forgiveness of sin, hello, there is no hope for humanity. And so I thank God that Jesus was born of a woman. Amen? And then the Scripture tells us when He came. And I like this. Verse 4 of Galatians 4 says, "But when the fullness of the time had come." You know, I mentioned this morning that God does everything on His timetable. He's not on our timetable. He's never late. He's never early. He's always right on time. And when the time was right, God sent His Son. And did you know that the world was providentially ready when Jesus was born? I mean, you think about the Roman world that Jesus came into. Culturally, it was ready for the birth of Jesus. Latin and Greek were the two main big languages spoken, and then Hebrew and Aramaic. But languages were all spoken, and everyone understood those three or four languages, and so it was right culturally for Him to come, and religiously it was time for Him to come. I mean, my goodness, old philosophies and religion in Jesus' day and time were empty, and they were powerless to change lives. This old world was religiously bankrupt and powerless, and spiritual hunger was everywhere, and so religiously it was time for Jesus to come. And then from a historical perspective, the Roman Empire made everything right. I mean, Rome had built roads connecting all the cities, and every road led to Rome, you know. And Roman laws, not only made the laws, they kept the peace. The only time in history there was peace, the Roman peace. And Jesus was born. And by the way, when He comes again, there'll be peace once again on this earth. And so it was right. The time was right. And by the way, y'all, when Jesus was born, it was not an accident. It wasn't a coincidence. In the fullness of time, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman. God had prepared the world for His birth. The fullness of time had come. And then lastly, I want to say why He came. Now look again. The latter part of verse 4 says, "Born under the law to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons." Now I've just said a mouthful right there. But let's unpack that for just 1 minute, okay? Now, there are about 60 million slaves in the Roman Empire when Jesus was born. And in those days, a person could purchase a slave in any Roman city and keep him or her for as long as he wanted, or he could set the slave. Many of the Christians were slaves, you know. There was a lot of them in those days. And a slave, I would think that a slave, unless he had a very, very, very good master, would want what? Freedom. Did you know that the Bible says we were all slaves? Slaves to sin? And Jesus came to set us free. The Jews were slaves to the law. They couldn't live up to the law. Nobody could keep the law because they were all lawbreakers. And we would have to say amen to that too. You see, God gave us the law to show us our need for redemption. We're sinners in need of a Savior tonight, Second Mile Church. And so when the Bible says that Jesus was born under the law. And when we were born under the power and penalty of sin. That's what it means to be born under the law. But hallelujah, Jesus lived up to the law. Every single one of them. He never broke any of the law. He never did sin. And so when Jesus shed His precious blood, He was able to pay the price for every lawbreaker that's ever been born. Look at your neighbor and tell them, that's you. Hallelujah. And so He became the sacrifice, the payment for our sin debt. He redeemed us. The word redeem means what? To buy back. He bought us with His own precious blood. And so as believers tonight, we're no longer under the law, but under grace. And we have adult standing with God tonight. The Jews, the Scripture calls them the children of God. But you know what the Bible calls those of us who are under grace? The sons and daughters of God. I like that. That's personal, isn't it? And because we're no longer slaves to sin, but sons of God, we're heirs of God through Jesus Christ. And brothers and sisters, that's what it means. That Jesus came to this world. He's taken care of our greatest need. And He's alive forevermore. And He's coming to get us one day. Wouldn't it be cool if Jesus showed up at Christmas? I told y'all what that lady said over in Glenwood. That year we were all over at Glenwood. Y'all know where Glenwood is? It's the best sledding hill anywhere when it snows good. And we were all over there one night sledding and drinking hot chocolate. And somebody said, "Oh, wouldn't it be wonderful if Jesus were to come tonight?" And some elderly lady said, "What, and spoil Christmas for all the children?" Have mercy. Jesus is Christmas, right? And some little boy or little girl told that lady that. And I just wanted to throw up both hands. Jesus is Christmas. He is the incarnate Son of God that left heaven and came to earth so that we might have peace with God. Glory to His name. Jesus is Christmas. Would you bow your heads with me right now and let's just thank God for the wonderful plan of salvation, and let's thank God for the man of salvation, for the Lord Jesus. Father, we just want You to know, afresh and anew, how blessed and how thankful we are to be the children of Almighty God. And Lord, it's so awesome to just sit here in this beautiful, warm sanctuary and to talk about the things that are nearest and dearest to our heart about Christmas. But God, most of all, we're grateful for Jesus. How in the world can we not celebrate each and every day? Thank you. Thank You, thank You. These carols that we sing, this communion that we partake of, this word that was presented and preached, the word that was quoted. Oh God, we'll remember this night for all of eternity. Thank You for the Lord Jesus. And God, as the pastor of this church, I'm so grateful for Second Mile Church. We love You, Lord. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
This is Pastor Cal again. I hope you enjoyed the message. If you'd like to talk to me or another pastor about some issue that you may have, a question you might have, you're free to call 931-332-6288.